Esther Mannheimer, and I'm the mayor of the city of Asheville.
Okay. Well, have you had a chance to look over the maps that Senator Tom Apodaca gave to lawmakers yet?
Yes.
Okay. So having looked at them, can you tell me where you stand on this proposal?
Well, the city council opposes this proposal, and we're unanimous in that regard.
Unanimous. So you've spoken with everybody on the city council about it?
Well, and we had a brief discussion about it during the city council meeting Tuesday night.
I see. Okay.
And that was a public discussion.
Now, you had a conversation with Tom Apodaca, is that correct, about maybe a week ago?
Yeah, he let me know that he planned to do this.
What did you say to him at that time?
Well, I thanked him for giving me the heads up that he was going to do that, but I told him that city council would oppose this. And actually, you know, that was sort of his formal time where he told me, I happened to be in Raleigh at the legislature and we had an opportunity to meet. I had heard, you know, weeks earlier that this might be happening. And of course, we had had this threat going back to when Representative Moffitt was in office, or former Representative Moffitt. So we, you know, we as a council had off and on heard the idea coming out of Raleigh and had shared with each other that we did not care for the concept at all, and we are emphatically opposed to this legislation. There is a statute that allows cities to impose districts on themselves if they so choose. I was actually talking with a former mayor of the city of Asheville asking if this discussion had been around when he was mayor, and, you know, it had. So I think this is the kind of thing that's been mulled over by the community over the years, but there hasn't been enough constituents that wanted it to happen that the council ever decided to move forward with districting themselves. And I think that's telling about where our city is on the issue. And we feel that this is a decision that is something that we should handle here in Asheville rather than being told how to handle it from Raleigh.
I see. Okay. So was this a meeting that he called with you to let you know about his plans?
No. So I don't know how much time he spent in the legislature, but this was sort of me lingering outside of a meeting that he was about to walk out of and caught him while I was over there visiting, you know, and it was actually Town Hall Day, which is where the League of Municipalities has all of its members come down to the legislature, and you sort of run around and try to catch all of your delegation and see them, and I did. I saw every one of our delegation in that day, including him. So it wasn't a formal meeting that was premeditated in any way. It was sort of an on-the-spot opportunity that came up, and he said, well, so long as you're here, I want you to know I'm thinking about doing this.
And so he didn't really give you any information at the time, like no maps or any specifics or anything like that? I mean, what all did he let you know of?
He did not give me a copy of a bill or anything like that. I still haven't seen a copy of a bill that provides any details about timing or anything about how it would be phased in. He did at that time share with me that he was looking at 6 districts.
Okay. So he
and that's as much, you know, that's as much as he wanted to let me know at that time. And I understood that these would be districts that were not voted for at large, meaning the whole city wouldn't be voting for the representative from one district, just the folks from that district.
Okay. So he had no consultation with you as he was coming up with this plan, and it sounds like had you not been lingering there, you wouldn't have known about it at all until maybe the past couple of days when he called together lawmakers to show them the map.
I would not have known the specifics. He has been communicating through our legislative liaison that he was interested in looking at this. And frankly, it was sort of fluctuating over the last several weeks whether he was going to do it, and then it would sort of quiet down, and he wasn't going to do it, and then it would kind of go back and forth, but absolutely nothing, no detail about it other than the concept. You know, so I had no idea, and I hadn't talked with him directly about what he had in mind specifically and whether or not he would do it at all. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's fair to say I had no idea or that any of us had no idea. We had certainly been hearing rumors coming out of Raleigh that this might be happening, but we have heard rumors like that before and they haven't come to anything. So, you know, you have to try to decide when you're going to get alarmed about it or not. We're now alarmed. He also shared with me at our meeting that the legislature is interested in moving ahead with moving all municipal elections statewide to even years. Again, that's another concept that's been discussed for a long time. We've had multiple sessions passed now where that concept has been discussed, but we haven't seen a bill. So, you know, there's a lot of things that get talked about and never happen. And then there's things that you don't even anticipate, and they show up and they get filed. So in this case, we as a council had been hearing that this might happen, but until my chance opportunity to meet with him last week, I had no specific details about what he had in mind or whether or not he was actually going to do it this session.
I mean, I guess we haven't seen details of the bill, but I have heard, I guess, in certain reports and kind of offhand comments that this may take effect in 2017, next year, which would be obviously an odd-numbered year.
Yes. So I had a quick phone conference with the delegation, conference call, after they met with Senator Apodaca, and they left with the impression, the strong impression, that he would like this to start in 2017. And yes, it is difficult to marry that with also the possibility of this statewide legislation moving muni elections to even years. So, you know, what I say is you got to wait until you see the writing, because it's hard to know how they'll come up with the final product, and there are always surprises.
Do you expect to see a bill in the next few days?
Only because he stated to the delegation that they had 48 hours to provide feedback. That is the only reason why I would think that we could see a bill filed as early as today. But again, you know, it's an elections bill. It can be filed at any time, and a lot of things happen at the very close of the session. You can get a bill through in 3 days or less if you hold multiple sessions.
Is this odd for the legislature to propose something like this without any consultation with the mayor, with the city council itself? And until a few days ago, it sounds like any consultation with the delegates who represent Buncombe County.
It is odd, but it is not unusual since the year 2010.
2010, when the Republican majority took
right,
over.
Right. So, you know, I worked in the legislature for 4 years, and I staffed a local government committee. And the traditional way you would work with your local delegation is in concert with them. So, you know, a city or a county might need something, and they would go to their local delegation, and it was a good working relationship, and they would work through legislatively whatever it was they needed. You also typically didn't see local legislation where the local delegation wasn't unanimously in support of it. So there were sort of some unwritten rules of the game, and that is not the practice any longer.
And it appears that the delegation is unanimously opposed to the idea.
Yes, although Senator Apodaca is part of that delegation, technically speaking. So there's one person in favor of it.
Right.
But yes, the delegation otherwise is opposed to it. This has been happening with regard to other local governments. I mean, we have right now Transylvania County School Board. Senator Apodaca, I think, is working with the bill sponsor there to change their school boards to partisan elections. You know, the Greensboro City Council was redistricted by Trudy Wade in the legislature, who used to be a council member, and they opposed such a move. We've seen, I think it's partisan or districting of the school board in Lee County or in Sanford. You know, so there have been a whole host of local bills affecting local governments in a way that the local government itself and some of the local delegation opposes. But the leadership in the House and the Senate support it, and it's moved through. So, yes, it is a new normal for the way local bills are handled in the legislature, and the old rules have been tossed out.
In speaking with the local delegation yesterday, I heard several things. And one that I heard was that because of the manner in which Apodaca has gone about proposing this bill, that there's a lack of trust. But then I also heard that he may have some legitimate concerns about how the city is represented, and specifically how South Asheville is represented or not represented on the city council. Do you think that there is a reason to move towards a district election?
You know, my understanding of Senator Apodaca's motivation for this bill is that he has constituents within his district that encompass South Asheville that feel unrepresented on city council or underrepresented, meaning they don't have a representative from their geographical area on the city council. And that's his motivation for it. So, you know, cities in North Carolina, some have districts, some do not. You know, some, like Concord, which is our size, has districts, but each district is voted for at large. I mean, there are a lot of different ways to do this, and it does change the result and the composition of the city council. I think for a time period, there was a discussion historically in Asheville about doing this so that there could be an African-American serving on city council, because we were not electing African-Americans to city council, not completely, but it was very difficult for an African-American to gain a seat on city council. I think there can be legitimate reasons to provide for district elections, and that may be to create diversity, maybe racial or ethnic diversity on your city council. But simply trying to force geographical representation is a little less convincing when you haven't seen candidates running from those areas. I would have to look and see if truly there have been candidates that have tried to run from far west Asheville or far east Asheville that have been unsuccessful. It's my sense that we haven't had candidates from those areas, but this would effectively require those regions to come up with a candidate to serve and represent them. And I'm sure that will happen, but I don't know that that is a reason for Raleigh to district the city. Again, the city has the tools and the means to be able to do this ourselves if our community wants it. If there's an interest in doing that locally, I think our council is very open to considering that, but we simply haven't heard that request.
And the Citizen Times article this morning about this, they looked at the map and found that a number of incumbents would be pitted against each other.
Yes.
Which means that a number of people who are elected, including Brian Haynes and Julie Mayfield, who were just elected, would have to face off against each other. One of them would certainly not make it. What do you think that says about how this is taking place if we've just elected members?
Well, I mean, obviously it's political. You know, I mean, that is how districting can be used as a tool and as a weapon. You know, I worked in the legislature in 2000 when we were redistricting the states. And, you know, politics is politics, and the United States Supreme Court has ruled that that legislators get to district on the basis of politics if they want to. Knowing that it's legal doesn't make it right, but I think that it's pretty clear in this case that's the motivation.
What are you going to be doing in the next couple of days? Are you reaching out to Senator Apodaca, or are you going to advocate any changes to the proposal, which obviously you haven't seen yet, but what would you like to see happen?
Well, I have been in communication with our delegation, and they have been in communication with me, which I greatly appreciate. They are very concerned, and they're opposed to the bill, and they want to know, you know, what they can do to be helpful. You know, first and foremost, the city council and the delegation is opposed to this bill. We would not like to see it filed. That is the first position, that we do not want to see this legislation filed. If it is filed, we don't want to see it go anywhere. What I have heard and what I have communicated to the delegation is that if this legislation ends up getting filed, what would be preferable is to amend it to allow for a referendum, to let the people of Asheville decide if this is what they want. You know, even apparently Representative Moffitt's bill, which never went anywhere, called for Asheville to draw the lines themselves with certain parameters. Well, you know, that obviously would be preferable if we're having to cope with this. So, you know, I think that anything that gives the people of Asheville choice in this matter is preferable than to Raleigh mandating district lines for us.